The Seattle Housing Authority's plan to drastically raise rents over 6 years is drawing criticism from Seattle politicians like Nick Licata, who wrote a letter to federal housing officials last week protesting the program. Public housing residents don't like it either. KUOW's Joshua McNichols reports.
Just off Aurora Avenue in North Seattle is a rather gray-looking apartment building. It's owned by Seattle Housing Authority. Single mother Rebecca Snow Landa lives here with her two kids. She shows me around.
So this is our piano that we're very proud of, and I'm teaching my kids how to play. Off and on during my 20s, I was homeless, mostly because of mental health issues. And having a baby to take care of, I didn't know where to go.
Landa struggled with depression. She considered suicide. Then a therapist gave her this simple message.
Your son needs you.
And it turns out he needs her a lot. He has autism, and she says she's the only one who can care for him after school because he can't communicate well and tends to run away from childcare providers.
Public housing changed my life. Public housing has given me the stability to raise my kids. It's given me the stability to finish my degree.
While Landa's son is at school, she does part-time work. She writes. She does home health care, but the work is spotty. Recently, she received a letter in the mail. It said the Seattle Housing Authority wants to dramatically increase her rent. It would go up more than 400% over the next 6 years, regardless of how much money she makes.
When I got that letter from SHA, I could barely get out of bed for about a week because it almost felt like a death sentence in a way. It felt like we don't have a chance.
Seattle Housing Authority Director Andrew Lofton knows what it's like to face budget problems. He expects his public housing agency will face a $12 million budget cut of its own in 2016.
That reduction puts pressure on who we can serve and how many people we can serve.
So the new rent system is designed to bring in more money. But Lofton says it has another benefit. It'll help people move out of public housing more quickly and let SHA serve people languishing on the wait list. Lofton says he believes current tenants will rise to the challenge.
They have a tremendous work ethic and they have a tremendous belief in their own abilities. And if we can help them overcome those challenges that are in their way, then they can be successful. And that's what we think is where we should be focusing our attention on, not that someone might not make it.
Lofton is working with Seattle's community colleges and the Workforce Development Council to develop job training courses and career counseling to help public housing residents find better-paying jobs. Will Fisher is a senior policy analyst for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says SHA's Andrew Lofton may be overly optimistic.
The Seattle proposal that raises rents steadily over time really doesn't reflect the reality of what low-income people's lives are like. Low-wage jobs tend to be unstable, and low-income people's incomes tend to be volatile.
But what about the idea that higher rents would let SHA serve more people?
Yeah, it could be that you're reaching more people, but the assistance you're providing is less effective because you're undercutting the stability that's so central to the benefits that rental assistance provides.
Whatever happens, Rebecca Snow Landa has found comfort and meaning as an advocate for low-income tenants. She has her son to thank for that.
I've had to become really strong because I have to advocate for him.
Seattle Housing Authority says it's still refining the rent increase program. I'm Joshua McNichols for KUOW.